I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so we're working?
We're doing it.
Working. You can work from home.
All right, so it's Carson and Kennedy. This is the After Show Unfiltered Podcast, where we talk about stuff that we didn't have room for in the show, or maybe it was a little too racy on the show,
yeah.
Or maybe Dan just wants to say a swear word on the show.
Yeah, so, say whatever the fuck we want.
And there it is.
There it is.
So we each bring a topic to the table. Nobody knows what the other one's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then we discuss. So I'll go first.
Okay.
And so I did something I don't know if I should have or not. So vacation is vexing me. So I'm supposed to go on vacation. I'll go the week when Carson gets back.
Yes.
And I don't know where to go. Like, I tried to get that cabin I went to on the 4th of July weekend that I liked so much, but it's booked. My girlfriend, who is a dear friend, has a place in, like, on Loon Mountain that she lets me use it quite a bit. It's booked. You know, I had a friend that's got a Cape house. It's kind of expensive,
yeah.
You know, and quarantine, I spent so much money during quarantine. So I just...
How? Most people save money
I donated
in quarantine.
All of my money.
Oh, you're good.
Literally,
money.
I just kept pouring out of my pocket into somebody else's.
You're so nice.
Well, it is what it is. So anyways, so I thought, you know what? Maybe I'll go camping. I love going camping. And ex and I used to camp all the time. We had all of the equipment. There's a place that I go to that's very much just like a... You know, like a campground. It wouldn't be like I'm in the wilderness all alone, eaten by bears or attacked by strange men, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel safe there.
Yeah.
But I don't have any of the camping stuff because I lost it in the divorce.
Damn it.
Well, I sold him the tent and then I gave him everything else because I was going to that tiny place in Eastie and I was just like, take it.
Yeah.
So I don't have any tent stuff. I don't want to buy tent stuff. So I texted him and asked him if I could borrow the tent stuff. Should I not have done that?
No, I don't think that that's overstepping boundaries at all.
Is it disrespectful to his girlfriend?
I don't think so at all, because it's not that... I think that you guys now have kind of an okay relationship, I would say.
I mean, yeah.
I know that he loves Elvis,
mm-hmm.
And that he's in a happy relationship, and you're more than respecting of that, of course.
I'm sorry, just for clarity, which one is this?
The mountain.
Oh, okay.
But I think... No, I don't think you overstep boundaries at all. It's not like you're like, hey, do you want to go get a drink and catch up? You just said,
no.
Can I borrow the... camping equipment that we shared at one
I'll meet
point
you
together.
In some parking lot and transfer it from your truck to mine.
100%.
And I get that tent I paid half for a weekend.
Well, he bought it back, but the rest of it, I mean, I gave him everything. The little stove, all the, you know, the accoutrement.
No, but I don't think that's weird. You guys have a cordial relationship and it's a practical text. It's not like, you didn't text him, hey, what you doing at 3 a.m.?
It's not,
hey, let me get this tent.
So, it's not like the girlfriend, like, say she saw your name pop up on his phone.
I don't think so. Because I've met her. She's
exactly.
Nice. And if I came to get the stuff at their house, she'd see me anyway.
And you're not shady.
She's watched my dog, for crying out loud.
You're not a shady person.
Should I go camping alone?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
I just don't know. A girl in a tent. I don't know.
You're prime for, like, Hacksaw Jason stuff, huh?
See? That's what I'm talking
Watched
about.
Watched a lot of horror movies.
I think
movies.
I'd be fine in the day. You know, I was a Girl Scout at camp. I know how to do everything.
Right.
I make fires. I sit by fires. I think it is at night. When things are quiet.
And that freaks you out?
That I'd be like, what's that?
Well, you can make friends at the campground. Sit by a fire with people who drink beers.
Yeah, I'm not really a person who makes friends, per se.
Oh.
You could take a couple sleeping pills.
Yeah, but then I'm not... Well, I guess Elvis would be alert and let me know.
Exactly.
Yeah, because this camping ground I'm thinking of going to is, like I said, very safe.
And it's enclosed, right? You said?
Yes, 100%.
I'm going camping... on Labor Day weekend.
Yes.
And I've never been camping before in my life, so I could probably use some tips from you.
Oh, it's so fun. Dude, all you need to do is light a fire, Bring some stuff you can cook over said fire.
Right.
Bring some beverages to drink around said fire.
Right.
Make sure you have enough wood for that fire. And then make sure you have a tarp underneath your tent. That's really all you need to
right.
know.
I'm buying an air mattress for the tent because I am not an outdoorsman. I have no shame in that.
There's nothing wrong with having an air
mattress. You're like, my lower back is not sleeping on this ground. I have an air mattress. Golly, no.
Huh. Yeah. All right. Well, I feel better. Thank you.
Yeah.
Daniel.
All right. So let's talk about aliens.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you got Annie.
Oh, boy.
Annie's like, I have my popcorn. Let's go.
Post Malone did a podcast with Joe Rogan the other day. It's like the Joe Rogan Experience is like the most listened to podcast in the world.
Besides this.
But we'll get there. I bet he didn't have millions of listeners his second week either.
No.
But they took a bunch of mushrooms before the podcast started. Mm-hmm. And at one point, the topic of aliens came up because obviously they're high on mushrooms. And why wouldn't it? That's fun. And Post Malone flat out said he has seen UFOs in his life multiple times.
I believe him.
So, do you guys believe in aliens, and have you seen an unidentified flying object?
I think to think that we are alone in this universe is incredibly small-minded.
I agree.
So there's that.
I agree there might be out there, but I don't know if they're coming to Earth. The universe is infinite.
No, they're not coming here. Look at this shit show we've created. They're fine up there. The Pentagon has released video evidence of UFOs, and nobody cares. And nobody cares.
Well... yeah, they released it as soon as coronavirus was a big deal.
And nobody cares! Why is nobody talking about this?
Aliens are real, yo!
Aliens are real! UFOs are real!
Well, that crazy doctor thinks that alien DNA is inside all of our medicine, so...
That person sucks, but...
Don't let that crazy get in our conspiracies.
The Pentagon... A guy working with the UFO unit that literally was on this released visual evidence...
Yeah, for sure.
And then the news was like, yeah, and aliens are real. So let's move on.
You're trying to tell me that Area 51 just exists for no reason?
That's cute.
So you guys believe aliens have come to Earth?
I think that like they've definitely hovered around and been like checking in.
But I think you have to think of what is an alien. It could be in any kind of form. It could be an insect. It could be just vapor. It could be anything.
They're not those like green, like the gray big-headed guys you see in movies.
Well, that depends on who you speak to, who's been probed.
Mm.
I would love an alien abduction to happen to me.
Annie, everyone who's supposedly had an alien abduction has had stuff shoved up their butt. Yeah. Are you sure you
I don't
that?
Care.
It's not
yes,
like the Holiday
do.
Inn,
I
bro.
I don't want anything up my ass.
You're not going to get a mint afterwards. It's
that
not
is
pleasant.
The one thing. Don't go near my ass. It scares me.
Right, that's a story for another day. But,
from the girl who constantly screams his ass each season.
Okay, but that's just...
Not on a radio or in a podcast. It's just in the air between us friends.
It's too late now.
That's just a big joke. That's just a big joke. It is always ass eating season. But
you guys...
But I would love to just like hang out with an alien and just like really vibe with them for a couple hours.
And I'm sure they would love to vibe with you.
I think so.
Because if you're coming here, you want to learn about us. We want to learn about them.
But I think that they've probably hovered their UFOs around and seen what we've done to this environment.
Why are all aliens so much more advanced than we are? Why can't there be aliens that are behind the scenes? Although maybe they are and they're still on their planets and we don't know.
I have had that thought so many times because the universe is infinite. Who knows what's out there?
Who knows?
But why are the aliens always like, we're the primitive species? Maybe there's someone out there that we're way ahead of. And we're the advanced species, and one day we'll discover somebody else.
They're sitting on their planet, you know, with dinosaurs and rocks, saying, oh.
So, yeah, I do believe in aliens. I don't know if they've ever been here. I just believe we're at the infinite, the universe is too large to be empty.
Correct.
Do you guys believe in ghosts, too, then?
Yes.
Oh, I don't believe in ghosts.
Like, not at all?
Not really, no. I don't believe people get stuck on this earthly plane in spirit form.
They have to.
Why? Why do they have to?
Then how do mediums exist?
I don't believe them.
You think they come up with all of that on their own?
I think it's trash, yes.
I think 70% of them are liars, but I believe that they can, yes, 100%.
But like, what's the woman from Long Island?
The Long Island medium?
Teresa, whatever.
Teresa, yeah, something like that.
Long Island lady. She goes up to people in supermarkets. She doesn't know them.
I think some people can. I totally do.
I mean, I've had experiences with mediums. They don't know who I am. You know what I mean? And they said things. I'm like, how the fuck would you know that if I didn't tell you?
Mm-hmm. We've had John Edwards in studio, and he was taking callers. And it's all very good, but there's like ways to pull that stuff out of people.
I hear what you're saying. That, yes, you can go A, B, C, D, E, F. And when you see their eye twitch or something.
Work down a list, yeah.
I don't believe. I watched him work in here, and then we had some people in the conference room, and it was mind-boggling.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he didn't get everything right.
No.
I don't know why you would. Sure. You know, none of us get everything right.
But
every
I think
day,
there your spirit has to continue on in some way.
Something does.
Something. There's something.
I don't know what it is, but something.
Me? I'm never leaving this planet. You guys are stuck with me for. I'm coming to haunt your ass.
Annie's going to be haunting Quincy for all time.
Annie, you would be like the friendly ghost. You're not haunting anybody.
Of course. Yeah, but I would come back and be like, Daniel.
No, I think you would play practical jokes.
Yes.
She'd be a bit of a poltergeist, I believe.
Yeah. It'd be so silly.
You're out of McUltra.
Go get me more.
So I was out to dinner last night, and you know, dining experience is just completely different now, mm-hmm. obviously. And a lot of places have that hour and a half limit
yep.
because they're trying to turn yep. over, which I totally understand. I want the service to
yeah,
make as much.
Yeah, because when you cut in half by a third, or two thirds.
And I want them yeah. to make as much money yeah. as humanly possible. I really do. Like, I get it. I'm usually in and out in a restaurant anyways. But last night we go and he had just gotten his taxes back and he was like, let's get apps, let's get drinks, let's get entrees. I'm like, okay, whatever, dude. So put the apps in right away. In like a drink order or whatever. And she keeps coming back and being like, do you guys want to put entrees in? Or do you guys want to put, while we're still eating the apps? And so I understand it from her perspective. She wants to control the pace so that it's yep. an hour and a half and she's not.
Or she's not getting yelled at by her boss.
Exactly.
Turn them tables over.
And she's not saying, you know, if we're in the middle of the entree and she's like, shit, you guys have 30 minutes left or whatever it is. And I totally get that. But it was just like every time I could feel her walking over and I was like, I haven't even looked at the entrees yet. Like,
not every restaurant's like that.
No.
So stop going to the ones that are.
Right.
Like, I get what they're doing and you want to support them 100%. But also what you could do, and I've done this, is you go to one place, have drinks and an app.
Yeah.
And then you go somewhere else and have your entree. And that way you're two different restaurants.
Yeah.
Change it, shake it up a little bit.
Right.
Might be cooler to sit outside by the second restaurant.
Well, I haven't sat inside yet. I've only sat outside.
I was going to ask if you guys did indoor.
No, I've only sat outside. I don't really know if I want to do inside yet. But
yeah, my girlfriend said she's not ready to do inside.
And
I don't care. I would. But
I'm so
ready.
Lucky with Quincy and like Dorchester South. They're all outdoors anyway,
yep.
so like it's fine. But I went to a restaurant where they said they had an hour and a half limit, but the waitress was like, if you order something else, I'll let you guys stay, because maybe she wasn't supposed to do that, but we were also like, we're drinking all day. Like, you know what I mean? So I think that she was like, I'm going to make more money.
End of the
them.
Day, yes. There's the tip aspect.
Right.
And God bless them, and that's what we're here for, is
yes.
to tip those amazing people bringing
yes.
us food and beverages. So, yeah, I mean, it's tough.
It's
tough. I don't like someone who hovers. I really don't.
And I could tell she was uncomfortable,
oh,
which was making...
I hate that.
And I was trying...
That sounds like a management problem. Don't go back there.
Right. And
until
so
you have some time.
I'd be like halfway
or have
through
less time.
I'd be halfway through a Corona Light and I was like, I'll just get another one. Like every time she came back. So I'm like having three. I'm like, what's happening? Why do I have all these
yeah,
in front of me?
You don't be stressed when you're eating.
No, and I want to go out and support as many businesses as
of course
I can,
you do.
But I also I don't know, you don't want to be rushed at dinner.
Nope. Especially when he's paying and buying one of each.
I know. He's like, I got my taxes back. I'm like, I still haven't got my federal taxes back. Still, to this day.
I don't know if I've paid mine.
So, feds, if you're listening, run me my money.
They're busy with the aliens.
I'm moving out in a month. I need the money. Thank you, federal government. Ugh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.